I think we've gone as far as we can go. We have put together our final homeowner position paper. We believe it's very representative of all the homes that are affected here. We believe it's representative of the fact that there's no fault to the homeowner in the first place. We believe it's representative of the fact that there is a significant cost, a massive cost to the Exchequer. So we haven't gone looking for gold-plated finishes here. We're looking for a standard of a home that allows a homeowner to resume a normal life again. And, you know, if they want to put bells and whistles on, so be it then. But where we are right now is that we need to be in a position where we have homes that are a comfortable living standard. We have figures around that based on established barometers for building costs throughout the country. That's what we spent our summer working on. And we believe we have a very fair proposal to the Exchequer tomorrow. And if it's not accepted in the spirit in which we have put it together, we won't be bending. We are where we are. We've taken it to a line that we believe works well for the homeowner and works well for the Exchequer.
And the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar did say in the Dáil on Thursday that he did accept that changes were needed to the scheme, but he also was not in a rush to commit to a 100% redress scheme or anything of the like. Do you want to see more enthusiasm from government that if the working group paper comes back to them onto the desk of the Housing Minister, of the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, that they will be willing to give in to your demands?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a case of giving in necessarily. I think it's a case of recognising what it is that we're up against here and doing the decent thing. I wouldn't see it as a submission or a giving in on their part. I think they just need to realise what it is we're up against.